Radyo Steiermark. Jazz at its best. Ein Pianist und Keyboarder aus Wien, der zur Weltklasse des Jazz gehörte, wird uns heute in unserer Sommerserie Stars, Heroes, Legends begleiten. Joe Zawinul und das Cannonball Adderley Quintet live im Grazer Stephaninsaal am 15. März 1969, also vor mehr als 40 Jahren. Wir gehen somit auf eine Zeitreise der Extraklasse, zu der Sie Ernst Grochodolski wieder recht herzlich begrüßt. Damit Sie es zeitlich auch einordnen können, nur ein paar Hinweise. Zawinuls erster Welthit Mercy, 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 den Sie heute natürlich auch hören werden, ist 1966 entstanden. Schon damals war der große Miles Davis begeistert und wollte den genialen Keyboarder aus Wien-Erdberg in seiner Band haben. Unser Konzert stammt, wie gesagt, von 69. Da hat Joe Zawinul schon parallel mit Miles gearbeitet, am Album In a Silent Way. Und ebenfalls 69 hat Miles begonnen, sein legendäres Album Bitches Brew einzuspielen. Da war Zawinul auch mit dabei. Und einige Monate später, 1970, hat Joe Zawinul gemeinsam mit Wayne Shorter die Fusion-Band Weather Report aus der Taufe gehoben und damit stilbildend für mehr als ein Jahrzehnt Jazzgeschichte geschrieben. Wir erleben also heute Joe Zawinul at its best am Höhepunkt seiner Weltkarriere. Nur noch ein Wort zu den Musikern. Sie hören Julian Cannonball Adderley am Altsaxophon, seinen Bruder Ned Adderley am Kornett, Joe Zawinul an den Keys, Victor Gerskin am Bass und Roy McCurdy am Schlagzeug. Und wie Sie vermutlich wissen, hat auch Julian Cannonball Adderley mit seinem Alto 2 Jahre lang bei Miles gespielt, gemeinsam mit John Coltrane am Tenor. Damals ist eines der meistverkauften Alben der Jazzgeschichte entstanden, Kind of Blue. Aber jetzt lasse ich sie auch schon allein mit Big P, dem ersten Titel einer Jimmy Heath-Komposition.
Thank you. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. Thank you. That's a composition by a man whose name is Jimmy Heath, who is a saxophone player. And it's called Big P. This next tune is a new composition by Nat Adderley. That's our brass section here. It's a piece that's influenced by the music that is most commonly heard in New Orleans in the United States. This one's dedicated to a great piano player whose name is Emma Barrett, who works sometimes in a place called Preservation Hall, other times in Dixieland Hall, and so forth. But anyhow, everybody calls her Sweet Emma. Sweet Emma. So my brother Nat loves her, as we all do, and he has written a song for her, which is obviously entitled Sweet Emma. Sweet Emma. Thank you. Sweet Emma. Thank you. This is a very lovely room. You know, our pianist, I'm sure most of you folks know, is Viennese. And we accuse him of making superior performances when we play in Austria. You know, like he has something to display. I don't know what it is, but I always get a little bit concerned. Not that he doesn't play well all the time, but I get the feeling that he gets a little extra momentum. You know? Anyhow, his name is Joseph Zawinul. Yeah. We'd like to say that the last hip pianist from Vienna before Joseph was another guy named Joe Brahms, who was fairly cool. He used to play, you know, something like Joe. Here we go with Mr. Zawinul's classic, 74 Miles Away. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. 74 miles away. Thank you very much. Thank you. Oh, that's so kind of you. We're going to continue while we're on the subject of Joe Zawinul, our pianist. You notice that I call him Zawinul. I don't call him Zawinul because it's too difficult for me to say Zawinul. So I say Zawinul. He's one of the few guys who can really play a piano solo. So we remove all the obstacles from in the way. He won't be playing with our bassist, drummer, or our brass section, or our saxophone section. Mr. Zawinul, ladies and gentlemen, we present Playing Alone. Joe Zawinul. Joe Zawinul, our great pianist, ladies and gentlemen.
James, James, yeah. Move it on.
Thank you very much. Here's a piece that's called Walk Tall. Walk Tall is also composed by Joe Zawinul. Thank you. Thank you very much. Joe Zawinul's Walk Tall. Anyhow, Joe Zawinul is good. You know, I never thought that a young man from Landstrasse, Hauptstrasse would be able to write that kind of music. Comes from Soulville in Vienna, we call it. Soulful part of town. You know, that is a very soulful tune. However, we have another song that he has written that we think really reflects sort of like the ultimate and what soul represents. It's one that we never thought would be so popular as it became. But then that's the way things are. This next thing is Joe Zawinul's famous Mercy, Mercy, Mercy.
Thank you. Mercy, mercy, mercy. Thank you. We're going to have to stop for a very brief period of time, ladies and gentlemen, in order to expedite arranging the next half of the program. However, on behalf, once again, of our great pianist, Joe Zawinul, our brass section, my brother, Nat Adderley Cornett, our great bassist is Victor Gaskin, you'll be hearing from him, and our beautiful drummer is Roy McCurdy. Thank you very much. We'll see you again very shortly.
Das war auch schon wieder Jazz at its Best. Heute Joe Zawinul und das Cannonball Adderley Quintet im Grazer Stephaninsaal am 15. März 1969.